Happy, happy joy, joy.
Happy, happy joy, joy. It yeah. is another lovely edition of the Lend Me Your Fears podcast. I am your host, Imani Wilson. With me today are the lovely stylings of David Strange, as well as Ashley Supreme.
Who's over there sleeping?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It was a late night affair. I asked them to do an emergency pod because, you know, there was a lot of shit that was going on.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to... Oh, yeah, he's trying to signal for you to hold your mic because, you know, you've got that much cognizance to want to hold the mic and fucking talk. I was honestly going to let Supreme just kind of rest. Yeah, so when this hour is done, then he can...
I was more than willing to let him rest.
Yeah, so that way he can take y'all asses home.
Yeah.
Pretty much is my whole sentiment. But as we now go past this first minute, intros barring, this recap is to speak about what happened exactly a week or so ago, which was New York Comic Con 2018. That was about my 7th Comic Con consecutively since 2012, my 3rd year doing press, and actually that was the first time me and Strange actually did press as a fucking, well, duo of sorts. Yeah, we pretty much rocked that shit. I was able to kind of, you know, maneuver a couple of things around. I'm not going to tell on myself via a podcast because that would be fucking foolish. But yeah, we were able to go ahead and get some shit going, get some pretty dope content. Even I looked at the fucking video and it looked like, you know, some old motherfucker was sitting there holding that goddamn camera. Oh, Ricketts over there. But, you know, but then again,
look, I did the best that I could.
But then again, I put him on the spot, so I'm not even going to fucking be mad at him.
Okay, I did the best I could.
I put him super on the spot. I was like, so, dude, you're totally going to be working press. Do not look anyone in the eye. Do not ask questions. Do not ask for selfies. Do not fart. Keep your motherfucking bodily functions to yourself and get this shot. And rolling. So yeah, that's what we were able to do. We did Stand Against Evil, right?
You know, we faced our biggest enemy, the old Caribbean security guard.
Yo, there was this dude who, I mean, I look, I'm sorry in advance, Supreme. I was like, yo, he seemed like the meanest Haitian motherfucker I saw. fucking Strange is like, yo, he's not Haitian. He's probably like Ugandan or something. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck he is, but they got the meanest motherfucker with the deadest eye. Like, one eye was on you and one eye was like somewhere, like looking at the entire fucking scene.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was the strangest fucking thing. He was like, no, I can't let you go back there. He's like, I let too many people get away going back there. I was like, okay, relax. And then from there, sure enough, you know, we were able to do some maneuvering, which I don't know who the fuck he was referring to as letting people back there. Like, the fuck that's got to do with me or you? So that was different. It was weird. Weird as fuck. But, yeah, I say all that shit just to say, though, you know, we definitely did the damn thing on the press side. We got the content done. You know, shout out to the Nerd Slant crew, being, you know, Paul, motherfucking Rick, and all the other few folks and friends I ran into. I'm going to say, though, honestly, and maybe as I get older, I begin to look at these things differently. It's not what it once was for me.
No, it's not.
And it's fucked up because I know a little bit of it was, okay, you go here, and I'll just be transparent. You go here, you cosplay or something dope. You get the attention, you know, the fucking, what is that, the dopamine of, oh my God, is that? Yeah, bitch, it's me. And then from there, you get a bunch of pictures of you, which you may or may not find on the internet. And then you go to the after parties, you know, you're drinking, you're hanging out with other fellow nerds, you dance with other nerds. You may find a nice girl, or depending on, you know, how you get down, a nice guy, you know, you or a nice person, you know, you do all of that shit. Yeah, the crazy shit about it was, it's just like, again, just to fucking rehash, it was like, you know, it's not that time of like partying, jubilant, yo, this and this. Like, I didn't even see nearly as many people at the con as I was hoping for, which, I mean, isn't necessarily a bad thing, because I always fucking make friends. It's always weird. Friends and contacts, that's my goal going in that bitch. I came in that bitch with like at least 100 business cards. I don't know why. Don't know fucking why. I was just like, yo. Because then I didn't want to be that guy to fucking go ahead and just be like, hey, look, here's my business card. I don't want to be that dickhead constantly throwing business cards at people like Oddjob. Just throwing the motherfuckers at people like it's that fucking 007 villain with that derby hat. I didn't want to just be throwing business cards at motherfuckers. Plus, my business cards are all black. So I feel like if I'm throwing it over, it better be something real, like, legit, like, here. Here's my black-ass business card. There you go. And people look at it and go, what do you do? Like, I mean, I got a camera. Can you fucking, you know, put two and two together? I'm like, you know,
it was shit. It was funny. It thought you just hit me. I was going to say, why don't you cosplay as Oddjob? But then I realized you black and you in that bowler hat, people are going to think you're either Stymie from the Little Rascals.
Wow.
Or Mr. Bojangles. So
Mr. fucking Bojangles. Shout out to Bojangles having... I never ate a Bojangles.
I haven't either.
I was thinking of Church's Chicken.
Apparently it's a southern equivalent of Popeye's. So.
Which I thought Popeye's was southern in itself, considering it's fucking Louisiana fast. I don't know. Maybe I'm fucking up. You know, shout out to all those fucking chicken places that ain't that good for you. But also our sponsors. Let me stop playing. But crazy shit was, I'm trying to think, did I tell y'all about that old business card story as well at the con?
No.
Oh, great. This is lit. Which I've been abusing the word lit lately.
Like the Eagles versus the Giants.
They lit us the fuck up. The Giants season, for all things fair. If you are a Giants fan, the season is done. All fucking ready.
It's like watching a...
Already. It's done.
It's like watching a blind kid getting assaulted by the bully.
What is this? This is week 6. They are 1-5. They're done. Okay. Like, at this point, they would have to win their next, like, almost 9... They'd have to win almost 8-9 straight to just see any kind of success. So, they're done. That's just done. Just like my Yankees got done the other day, so...
At least they made it.
Yeah, you know, all things fair. Fuck
but
the rest
but we digress.
Yeah, digress. What the funny story was is that I covered the panel for Dragon Ball Z Super Broly, the movie, which I gotta say. But here's the thing, though. It actually sparked my interest in the Dragon Ball Z again, because I've always been a fan of the Broly character in his movies. They're finally now making him a part of lore, which, don't get me wrong, they are twisting some source material to make Broly a thing. Just know that shit in advance. Broly was not this fucking, oh, okay, there were 3 legendary Saiyan warriors that left planet Vegeta. No, it was Goku and Vegeta. Now you throw Broly into the mix. Needless to say, the Japanese equivalent of Goku voice was there. Elderly Japanese woman, can't remember her name right now. That was legendary enough. But then I got to do press for him. What was so ill is I got to interview the voice of Broly, which dude looked like one of those TV, you know, televangelist dudes. someone I could easily be doing like Yacht Rock on like a cruise ship somewhere. Strangest thing. Like, it's the strangest thing. But because people always go like, yo, dude, you do all of that. You look like an angry dude. He's like, no, I'm the exact opposite. I'm not an angry dude at all. He's like, the only thing is doing this shit, though. He's like, but you got to just get visceral, and then you got to do everything, and then you're yelling in all these fights to where you're literally, like, spitting up blood from all that. I was like, shit. But got to interview Broly. Got to interview the U.S. Voice of Bulma. What the cast. Got to interview dude who does the voice of Vegeta and Piccolo, which was ill. But then got to interview the fucking voice of Goku. I gotta tell you, my man is a very straightforward dude. He's like, I'm easygoing, but I'm serious. He's like, to the point the way even me and the guy that did the voice of Vegeta didn't necessarily get along so well at the start. But here's why this story is fucking dope, though. As we're talking, he's telling all this shit about how, like, yeah, I like to just be straight up. I don't like to be, like, a cult of personality. I like to just be true to me and all that sort of good shit. He then goes like, yeah, he's like, for example, he's like, look at his business card here on the table. He's like, I can tell you right now, like, this font sucks. Like, the color of this font is horrible. Like, this is a horrible business card. But he's doing it in the voice of Goku while it's happening. Like, I've got footage of this shit. He is shredding some poor dude's business card at the fucking press lounge right there. What made it so hardcore was when he looked at dude, he's like, oh, dude, and sorry, I didn't mean to, you know, trash your card or nothing. And he was just like, but that's not my business card. It was a dude sitting right next to me who was just looking on the entire time of like, oh shit, my childhood fucking hero Goku just made complete shit of my business card right here the fuck in front of me. Can I have your autograph though?
The lesson here is never meet your heroes.
Yeah, pretty fucking much. Pretty fucking much. That's why at this point, Kanye, I'm good. I think of heroes at this point in the game. I'm pretty sure if I met Pharrell, he would just be mad zen. But beyond that, nah, I'm good. I don't even want to meet Lupe because something tells me he may get real stern and hotepy on me. And I'm like, bro.
You see, my brother, yeah. You need to get the kinetic water.
Nah.
And the alkaline chemical water.
Nah.
That'll align you properly with the universe, my brother.
And you know what? You know,
don't trust these women, my brother. They're trying to emasculate you, all right, into their female feminine supremacy. You see, American Horror Story was warning my brother how the men need to rise up against the female influence. Stay woke. Anyway.
And I bullshit you not. Yeah, and what kills me about that is motherfuckers drink alkaline water in plastic bottles. That's just ass backwards. That's just ass backwards. I don't even know how that's supposed to work. But
when did that become the official Hotep drink, alkaline water?
I don't fucking know, but it really fucking was like, nah, see, y'all drinking all that bottled water. That bottled water is acidic. You're putting acid in your blood right now. You got all that candida in your blood, and you want them like, look, motherfucker, okay? It's water, all right? They're motherfuckers right now drinking water out of fucking lake streams, all right? That deer's pissing and bear's shitting. So I'm like, so please. And they just fine. I'm going to be all right with my fucking bottled water. Fuck. But I thought that was pretty dope. But dude who got his fucking card shredded, though, he did get Goku's signature on the fucking figurine on a box. He also got the dude that did the voice of Vegeta, Piccolo, to sign his Vegeta figurine, and Beerus. The voice actor of Beerus also interviewed him. He also signed it as well. So my man's just walked away with three figurines just signed on deck. So, eh.
Respect to him.
Yeah, mass respect. But, well,
Comic-Con was not a fun experience for me because...
Yeah?
I wouldn't call it... I did what I had to do then I left.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's honestly what it felt like this year. I never stuck around up until like the Javits was like, okay, everybody, get the fuck out, which is typically like 7. I don't even think I stayed later than 6 this year, if even that. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trashing the event. I'm not trashing the Javits. I'm just saying right now, as a fan, someone who loves this event, I'm gonna be critical of it. I'm gonna say outright, they need to hurry up and finish that fucking construction on that right side, because they would, you know, they're talking about like having, like, that's $1 billion expansion they're doing on that side. $1 billion. It's supposed to be like almost another, like, if you can think about the main wing, it's supposed to be like almost another wing on that side of it. They're supposed to be adding another wing. It's supposed to be like a grand ballroom and a bunch of other shit they're supposed to be putting on that side. But do that shit so Artist Alley can go the fuck back over there. Because Artist Alley, for the last 2 years, 2.5 years, whatever the fuck, it's not been that great, you know. And I feel for the people who do, you know, their artwork, whatever the case may be there. But it just feels so weird because you're on that downstairs level, which was so, which I was at least accustomed to being autographing, going to the panels, and then maybe other little exhibits. Like, I think it was the year before last, they had a bunch of VR exhibits and a bunch of cool shit.
On the way to Artist Alley, they had this hallway like full of interesting shit. Like, they had the Planet 8 shit over there.
Exactly.
And I know Fox had like their whole thing over there.
Exactly.
Which made it like, it felt like part of the con.
It felt full. It felt like you had a full thing to do.
Like a different experience.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas this shit now, you've got so much shit on the sales floor. And then on top of that, when you go to the block, I felt like so many exhibitors, the big exhibitors, just took up more space than they fucking need to. Like, here's my thing. Why the fuck do we need that big-ass interactive experience for the movie Glass? Like, I heard it was cool because you went to go in this room and get psychoanalyzed, but guess what? The movie doesn't come out till fucking January. So why did we need that for Glass? Why did we need who was? Oh yeah, that's another. Why the fuck does South Park have an escape room in the block? Like what are we doing? It was
South Park.
Yeah, and then on top of that, Geico always comes in and like strong arms like a whole fucking vehicle in there, which I guess that's just their thing. And then I think Sci-Fi, somebody was live streaming all the way in the back. So I'm just like, why are they in the back? They should be in the front. Like, y'all are literally in the back of the con. Like not somewhere in the front. Y'all are broadcasting this shit live in the back. Now, I remember before they used to do, like, I think, like the gaming, computer gaming live and stuff like that there. It just felt like the block got condensed with a bunch of shit. And it didn't seem like the most interesting exhibitors were really came out to play. And like I said, everything was just very kitschy. Like, even Bait. Bait had two sections. Why did Bait need two sections? They had one for, like, figurines, and then they had one for Venom. Because, of course, you know, the Venom movie dropped, which, oh, I mean, fuck me. You would think that they would have had something at Comic-Con, like, hey, the movie only comes out Friday. Comic-Con's on Thursday. Like, I really just don't, like, my thing is this. You didn't need to have Tom Hardy there. I mean, don't get me wrong. It would have been great to have him there. But still, you could have fucking still been like, hey, like, you could have got, what's her name, Michelle Williams, who I think is in the movie? Mm-hmm. Bring Michelle Williams' ass down there. Come on now. Like, yeah, fucking do something, goddammit, please. Don't just be the chick that fuck Heath Ledger. You know, come through, you know, talk about the movie, you know, do all that kind of shit. Show us some little clip in the movie. Say, hey, the movie comes out tomorrow. Blah, 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 blah. The main panel shouldn't have been Daredevil. Because that's what it was. Daredevil was pretty much the cream of the... No, Daredevil and Doctor Who.
Don't forget Walking Dead.
Which fucking premiered to half its fucking ratings in recent years. Well, half its viewership. Walking Dead is dead. It is literally the Walking Dead now. Like, I don't know...
It might
know
not be dead. It might fix this.
Nah. It's going away. Even my man Andrew Lincoln, I think his name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, he's done.
He's out. And pretty soon, you already know Danielle Garay, I think, is that her name? Yeah. Fucking, yeah, she's going to be out. Michonne's going
to
be out.
I'm just waiting, you know, for Dara to be out because, you know, as soon as they announce Boondock Saints 3, he's done. That's it. It's over.
Mm. He's already on the verge of being out, but the thing is, they just signed to a big contract, so he's like, look, I don't give a fuck. This is a paycheck. I was like some dirty-looking dude like years
paycheck's
ago.
Paycheck's a paycheck.
Paycheck's a paycheck, baby. I will go down with this ship. He is literally a made-for-TV character that is more character that is more popular than the source material at this point.
Yeah.
So fuck it. It is done. I'm not mad at him for getting his bread. My biggest thing is like, guys, why are we making this like it is the premier thing? I don't think people really show up for The Walking Dead, but you may be surprised because of all the fucking... Excuse me, Negan cosplays that there are.
I know, it's crazy.
Which is the laziest fucking thing. You're going to wear that black leather jacket, the red scarf, and a bat? Like, come on, dude. Like, be fucking original. Like, give me something fucking original. Like, even the cosplayers contest. Did you see what won the grand prize?
No, I didn't.
If you were to look it up real quick, it is like, I think it's from that game, what is it called? Near Automata, whatever the case would be. If Supreme was up, he would know the name of it because I think he knows it.
Near Automata Pia.
Yeah, there you go. Near Automata Pia, whatever the fuck it was. But there was a character, I guess he was one of like the side characters in the game. Either way, it's like some fucking... Basically, in other words, instead of it being a giant mech or a giant dragon, instead they went with some like Tim Burton character, some Guillermo del Toro thing with this round head. It pretty much won the grand prize this year, which I'm like, yeah, okay. But they're like, oh, but it looks like something straight out of a drawing. Yeah, okay. I guess what I'm trying to summarize is between the exhibitors of the block, the lack of panels, the lack of like real big name presence, because also, and I'll try to go ahead and bring this all full circle, what the fuck did DC actually think they were doing at the Comic-Con this year?
Desperation. That's what the fuck they were doing. It was desperation.
Because Titans? People weren't showing up for fucking Titans.
Look.
They were showing up to piss on it.
Here's the thing. Piracy is coming back because everyone, their mother, wants to have a streaming service. DC wants to have a streaming service. Warner's just today announced their own streaming service.
Warner has a fucking streaming service now?
AT&T, the AT&T merger. Oh, they want to do their own streaming service. And they're going to forego all the licensing agreements to have all their stuff in one place. So that's another thing you have to add on. Then Disney, which I feel is going to have the most value because it's Disney.
Yeah, of course.
And Disney's going to, you know, Disney has movies in the pipeline ready for their streaming service. Like they have the High Fidelity remake with, I forget who, I think it's Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz is in it?
It's going to be the John Cusack role now, which is going to be really interesting.
Interesting.
And they have the, like, the Father of the Bride remake coming through.
Well, of course, you know, Zoe Kravitz, I mean, you hit on just the diversity gold mine there. It's like biracial, you know, black female take over the white male lead. Oh, yeah, that's an end. Disney's like, yeah, bitch, we're doing that. So, yeah, that's it. Yeah,
but yeah, you have all these different streaming services coming, and now you have the rise of piracy because people like, I pay for Hulu and Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what?
Hulu, Amazon Prime. So Amazon Prime monthly, we spend like $7 on Amazon
Prime? No, I do the yearly thing, so it's like $120.
Oh, okay.
And then
But
remember, you're getting Amazon Prime, so you're getting like the free shipping.
I use my student fucking discount for that.
Fucking bastard.
I'm sorry. The fucking annual is like 50 some more bucks. If you want to pay for it monthly, it's like $7. But yeah, I get what you mean. So you do that in Hulu.
Hulu is like $7.99 a month.
So you do that in a year. 12. That's like 94. Actually, excuse me. That's like $85. $84. $7.99. Okay, yeah, you call it $96.
Yeah, $96. So I'm paying close to about over $200 for two streaming services.
And then if you're someone that did that plus covered the fucking internet and the cable bill, then now you're talking about what's on average about you want to say about when you break it down almost $230 about like on average $230 a month.
Right. So then my brother who's in deeper, he bites off of my Hulu. So he has Netflix.
Smart man.
The WWE Network. His own Amazon Prime subscription.
Smart man.
Excuse me. What else does he have? What else? Netflix.
Any music streaming?
I don't know.
Wait, so you tell me you don't got Spotify?
I do Spotify, but it's a free version.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. He has Hulu from me. He has Netflix, the WWE Network.
Mm-hmm.
Along with, I guess, a couple of other streaming services that he might have.
Yeah.
So he's paying out the ass.
Yeah.
So I'm already paying $200 for two streaming services.
Mm-hmm.
Now you want me to add on Disney.
Disney.
And then
Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers, which we don't know how much their shit's going to cost. DC Universe, which is what, seven? Like $6-$7?
Yeah, they're a little shaky shit. And then on top of that, I mean, you didn't even say Netflix, which...
Netflix, which is now a standard, which is now something you have to have.
Yeah, pretty much. Netflix is like the end-all be-all.
Now it's become another channel in and of itself.
And then on top of that, if you don't want to really fuck with cable like that, and you like the shit that's on, say, oh, I don't know, HBO...
Now you can even do that through Amazon Prime.
Oh, what,
you
HBO?
You can do HBO, Cinemax, Stars, CBS. You can do their streaming service. Yeah. So you can do all these other and set up your own cable packages within Amazon Prime.
I'm telling you, as someone who's got Verizon Fios and has gigabit internet and all that shit, I'm going to literally sit down and like block out all of these different things because even fucking PlayStation has PS View, which is like an online service where you can pick the a la carte networks and all that shit. I haven't seen it to where it's any savings, but I guess your general summation is just that at some point there's a saturation of these a la carte programming streaming services. Pretty much.
So now everyone's going back to, you know, piracy.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because, you know, I am not going to pay...
I'm not $7.99
for DC Universe to watch two things.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that shit.
Titans and Young Justice,
which is the one they are banking on everyone coming to the streaming service for, Young Justice. Yeah,
Young Justice. Which
should have been on Netflix.
And then what is that other shit? I mean, do you think that Heroes of Tomorrow bullshit and Flash and all of that and Arrow are going to be up there? Probably.
No. They're not going to do that.
Okay.
That's going to be a bad idea.
Yeah. Because they don't want to fuck up their TV slots. Because they locked in those slots, which God knows fucking Flash might fuck around and literally be like Smallville and have like 10 fucking seasons.
It might. And then you got the spinoffs coming. Then you got the Batwoman spinoff. Batwoman
with Ruby Rose.
Which is going to be successful. I already know.
You want to know why it's going to be successful, though?
Because Ruby Rose.
It's going to be successful.
And plus, you have a market there. You have a...
The nerd and LGBTQ community.
Yes, coming in for that show.
Yeah, because guys like to look at her. Girls like to look at her. Our non-binary folk probably like to look at her. So, yeah. It's going to be a thing. But, I mean, I don't know how good it's going to be. Plenty of people are like, hey, you know what? Yeah, you have the look, but you fucking act like a can of paint. So, we'll fucking see. I honestly think its numbers will probably be floating around maybe Black Lightning's. I don't think it's going to really succeed. But see, Black Lightning
has a purpose.
It does.
Have you seen like the first episode of season 2?
I haven't seen it. I haven't watched the series
at all. Yo.
Is it one of those?
It's one of those, like for real. Like
it's DC's Luke Cage, basically.
Pretty much what it is. Okay. It's a little stronger than Luke Cage.
Yeah, because a lot of people really didn't... I mean, a lot of people were mixed on season 2. I thought season 2 was all right. It was all right.
It was all right. I mean, you know, when you got most of the black actors in America...
And then, of course...
They had Robert Townsend in that motherfucker.
Which one?
In Black Lightning.
I heard about Robert Townsend. Yes. It's like, damn, motherfucker, I ain't seen you since Hollywood Shuffle, Media Man.
The Parenthood.
Which is
on Stars, Encore. I'm watching that shit on demand all the time. Like, oh shit, Wendell.
Robert Townsend is a fucking classic.
Jesus Christ, that man. But I digress. You see piracy coming back to rise because... It's too much money. It's you know.
Yeah, it is.
It's not cost effective to have all these streaming services.
To have all these streaming services on top of a fucking cable plan.
And you want
to
know why ridiculous. That shit got stemmed for as long as it did?
Why is that?
Because you had Netflix, mm-hmm. you had Hulu, mm-hmm. and you had Amazon Prime.
Yeah. And now Amazon
Prime and everything was all...
Yeah, it was all like buckled down, but now these folks are like, hey.
And then, you know... You would have to worry about, which of the three services will the show appear on? Yeah. Will it appear on Hulu? Will it appear on, like, you know, Amazon? Will it appear on Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, you still had, like, that... Between those three...
Yeah.
You were good.
Yeah.
You don't even need cable that much
anymore. Yeah, no. I mean, it's literally to the point where... And, I mean, I've even spoke to the lady about this. I was like, look, listen. I'm like, all things... You know, coming full circle, I'm like, look, I'm just going to be dead ass with you. Don't need fucking cable. Just get the highest speed internet that you can.
That's right.
Pick the couple of streaming service packages that you like. Okay, maybe among that, you can pick a service that has like local broadcast so you can have news and shit.
You don't even need that. All you need is like an HD antenna. You're good.
Yeah, exactly. And she has one of those. Like, literally, her back room and bedroom, like, has the fucking antenna back there. This is some old school shit.
You know what's Pluto TV?
Yeah.
That's a new streaming thing that's going on. It's for free. And it has all these different channels. It has CNN, MSNBC, so you can rock with that.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, she's fucking absolutely good at that. Because she'd be like, I'm on MSNBC right now, checking the markets information. I'm like, yeah, I know you are. You going hard. That's
perfect. Really all you need right now.
Yeah, that's it.
And then, you know, we're not advocating piracy, kids.
No, listen, I mean, it's not advocating it. We're just calling it for what the fuck it is.
But, you know.
Like my thing is, let's just call it for what it is. People do it, whether we're saying we do it or we know people do it, whether we're in the same room of people that do
That's
it.
That's right, because seriously, who the fuck's going to pay for YouTube, right? Who the fuck is
going to... Okay, so let me say this now, because I know Supreme, who's like sort of kind of here. I remember I made mention about having YouTube Premium, because I literally got spoiled with the fucking, I think it was the free 1 month trial, or I think I had it for more than a month. It's like maybe even 2 or 3. But the point is that I got it.
it renewed. It's like $15 a month, but I get YouTube Premium, which means I get YouTube with no fucking ads. I get to literally put my phone locked, and the YouTube will still play. I can listen to music off of fucking YouTube. Then on top of that, you get Google Play services. Plus, you also get all of YouTube's premium content. Now, their premium content, I don't give a fuck about.
Well, except for one thing.
What's that?
Cobra Kai.
Yeah, I heard Cobra Kai is dope. So, let's say Cobra Kai, the ability to sort of go through no ads, because the one thing I hate is when I'm like listening to like Joe Rogan Experience, and then I go to like a different podcast, or like say maybe Chris D'Elia, somebody, or the Fighter and the Kid, and out of nowhere, I hear, hello, yes, Prilosec. Please consume Prilosec. I don't want to fucking hear about Prilosec in between that shit. I really fucking hate commercials. I hate those advertisements because most of the time, number one, they're not garnered to you in any sense. They're just up there. And while I understand that sometimes that's where people, you know, get their monetization from, yeah, that's cool. But at the same time, though, if I'm paying at a premium, fuck it. Somehow you guys are getting a trickle down from the big business. Oh, well, shit happens. That's commerce. But I say all of that to say that shit is $15 a month. That's the only thing I fucking pay for. Like you said, as far as bumming shit from people, oh yeah, shout out. Shout out to my fucking homegirl Crystal, and shout out to my homegirl Victoria, because they hold it the fuck down. Between those two, I got two accesses. I've got two forms of access, I should say, to Netflix and Hulu. That's it. And I got Amazon Prime, but I don't, fuck, I'm not watching The Handmaid's Tale. I'm just going for what it is. I'm not watching, what's that shit, High Castle, Man in High Castle? I'm not watching that. Like, I mean, that's cool, but I don't see anything on Amazon's platform, except, and this goes back to Comic-Con to bring it back full circle, Neil Gaiman has that deal with Amazon now. And Good Omens, with David Tennant and what's my man name? Michael blah blah blah. I can't think of his name right now. He's been in a bunch of shit. He was in Underworld. He was a couple of different things. All I know is the Neil Gaiman book Good Omens is being adapted to a show for Amazon Prime. That's gonna be fucking good. That's gonna be real fucking good. So that I look forward to. And I'm also looking forward to season two of American Gods, wherever the fuck it's gonna be, because I don't know if it's on Amazon or on Stars. But I was curious for the con again this year, because I was one of the panels was American Gods. I'm like, okay, but are you guys talking about season two? Do we have a date for season two? I mean, I don't know what we're doing at this point. The show is already more than a year away, so I'm feeling like they're kind of fucking with their viewership a little bit.
Yeah.
Like a little bit, because my thing is like at some point, hey, you're going to want to get your fucking, the people dedicated who are like watching it religiously, like myself, people who love the book, you're going to have to get them back, you know, interested. So I say all that, you know, the streaming services, they're being mass proliferated right now, and at some point people are going to start making choices, and I don't think people are going to have 5 to 6 streaming services. Disney, while I think that's cool, and it's kind of fucked up because then they're putting the whole Netflix series kind of behind a wall, although my understanding is that Netflix is still going to run those, but then some of them, if not all of them, are going to be on Disney. I'm not sure how that's supposed to work, because I see Daredevil comes out in like a week. And then Punisher will be coming out.
Oh, all that soon. Stuff staying on Netflix.
Netflix is all staying on Netflix. Okay.
Yeah, they're not. Disney's not. This is. They want like a clean family.
Yeah,
service.
I was gonna say. I'm pretty sure they don't want Jessica Jones and Luke Cage hardcore fucking breaking beds on the same service. You get to watch Aladdin.
That's probably, Arabian Nights.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't want that. Like, it's like, oh, mommy. It's like, what's this?
Mommy,
oh.
What's an Alabama crab dangle?
It's like, mommy, I'm Bushmaster. It's the fucking worst.
Oh, the fucking worst.
But I say all that just to say that Comic-Con's offerings this year were, it was weak. I'll call it for what it is. It's straight up, it was weak. DC's outing at the con was weak. You didn't even fucking say anything about Aquaman. You didn't say shit about Aquaman.
It was Aquaman?
Aquaman comes out in December, which is why I'm like, okay, so if you can have shit like Glass there, which comes out in January, you're not gonna mention Venom that came out that same weekend. That's a fucking fail on Marvel and Sony's part. You're not going to fucking mention anything about that Dark Phoenix bullshit, whenever that's supposed to come
out. Oh, actually, that, like, I did. They had panels for that, remember?
Did they have it for Dark? Oh, yeah, they did. But, I mean, who the fuck really went? Like, let's just be honest. Like, you probably had a handful of people that's like, I'm bored. I guess I'll see, you know, whatever with Dark Phoenix. I'm like, you know, Sansa's in it. And speaking of that, what the fuck is up with the Game of Thrones shit?
Oh, like, they got a year or so.
Come on.
They're spending all their time trying to, you know.
It's like, it's like, I get it. You know, right now, they're being the biggest cock tease. Like, they really are, because they know this is going to be epic. This will be that epic 6-7 episodes. It's like, come on, guys. Like, shit, you got to, like, give us at least the slightest taste. Like, give us something. But you know what's going to happen, though. Those fuckers are going to be at San Diego Comic-Con, which is why I know next year, I got to be in there. I got to be in there. And I'm applying this press for it. I really am. I'm going to apply as press first, and then based off of where we stand with that, then I might just have to go and buy the badges outright. But I'm
going. How are we going to get the funds?
What? To what, apply as press?
No, to go.
To go? It's money. Just put your coins to the side. Fuck, a trip to California is not expensive. It's not expensive.
If we do it cheap.
It's not expensive at all. Plus, I've already ran it by Girly. She wants to go to San Diego Comic-Con. She doesn't want to go to New York. She's like San Diego looks like it's the more.
If we find some investors, hint hint.
Yeah, we could absolutely do that. Plus on top of that, you know, the way I look at it is this is the preliminary pod episode, the one right before we get into a cult pod, because you look at it, we're like smack dab in the middle of October.
Yes,
now.
Yes. So yes.
That means that the next
we're changing episode, the name.
Change the name of what?
A cult pod, because I always hate that goddamn name.
You don't like a cult pod?
No, we need to change the name. I got to talk to some people and try and set
this up. What about paranormal pod?
No, nothing with pod in it. Okay. But I digress.
A cult talk.
You don't know what? Moving on.
Occult tips.
Okay, move back to Comic-Con.
Tales from the Dark Side. I'm just saying. But as far as New York Comic-Con came and went, maybe it was just me as well, but maybe I just need to get in better physical shape. I'll own that. Maybe it's my age, considering, you know, I'm getting dusty at 28. I'll own that. But I was fucking exhausted in between these fucking few days. Like, when I say tired, I mean, like, it was to the point that, like, that first Thursday, it was all adrenaline, anxiety. Okay, cool, let's hit the ground running. I got a bunch of shoots. Let's do this shit. But that Friday, it took a lot to get the fuck up early. That Saturday, it took a lot to try to get up. Matter of fact, no, I think Saturday I came late as fuck on Saturday. I think I came at, like, maybe 12. And then Sunday, I think I rolled in at about like maybe 12, 1 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was just to the point where I was like, dude, this whole be here at 10 a.m. shit. I mean, plus not to mention, I didn't have that much press work this year considerably. Like, because my colleague, she had a lot. She had more of a crew. So we were able to disperse the content out among a couple of folks. So my slate was lighter compared to like last year, where it was like every other fucking thing was like, oh, be here for this. Oh, yeah, be here for that. Oh, be here for this. So it was just fucking ridiculous. But I just say all of that just to say that even among panels I wanted to see, the only panels I really wanted to see was maybe Neil deGrasse Tyson. Wasn't able to see him. I'm kind of disappointed I didn't get to see Archer, because I think that because this is their last season, so I'm pretty sure that was like their last con appearance.
Yeah.
So that shit was kind of disappointing. I'm kind of mad I didn't get to see Archer. But again, I was working, you know, different panels, so, you know, or working a press line, so couldn't do that.
I mean, you know, I went there to get one autograph. I was the first in line for that. I got it. And I had all these panels planned. I was like, you know what? I don't care. I got what I wanted, and I'm just going to hang around for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I'm telling
like,
you.
I skipped the Constantine panel.
Yeah, which I was surprised of coming from you. I was like, damn. I'm like, he's going to real deal skip the Constantine. Was that live action or was that animated?
Animated.
Yeah, see, so that's probably why. You don't really give a
shit. No, I would have gone either way because it's Constantine.
Yeah, I think the last
I skipped the fucking one. Cowboy Bebop panel.
What was that? Was that like 20 something?
Yeah, like years? The 20 years anniversary. Like they had like everyone there.
Oh, okay.
They had, like, everyone there. They had the creator.
Bloom and all of them.
Yeah. That's where I got the autograph from, Bloom.
Nice. Yeah. Bloom is worth it. Bloom is definitely worth it. That I'll say. Bloom would have definitely been worth it. Shit. I'm just trying to think from there. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of other panels that, like, really popped out. I mean, okay, again, like I mentioned, fuck Walking Dead. I'm just calling that for what it is. I'm sorry. Fear the Walking Dead. Who the fuck watches that? Although, apparently, it is kind of a hit because, you know, it's a prequel. Its own story. Yeah. It's fresh take on the whole zombie apocalypse thing.
I think the biggest thing everyone was concerned about relating to Walking Dead was the Telltale game.
I mean, yeah. If you look at
like it, people are trying to figure out who's going to finish the game.
Yeah, I don't know, but you know what the
like problem Robert is? Like Robert Kurtzman's company picked it up, so they're going to finish it.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. It'd be great if they also picked up some of the other properties.
I hope they do. I really hope they do because I'm hoping
they pick up the fucking Wolf Among Us because that was such a fucking good game. It was such a goddamn good game, and it made me get into that DC comic line Fables. It made me get into fucking Fables, the comics. But, I mean, at that point, you know.
It was a Stranger Things game that's not happening anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of done. The problem with Telltale in that sense was just that the games themselves, it's like, sure, you were able to move around, but, I mean, to search. To like just to give you a fucking gestalt of it, I mean to have a character go into a room and you're looking around for some things and you select something, it's like, nope, that's not it. And then you select something and you have a dialogue with a character and you got a time bar of what you can be able to say as your four options. So many other games have done that and they've done it a lot better. They've been able to put a lot more action into the game. At some point, it just felt too much like, here's a story game where you get to select your outcome of the story. There's so many other games that are doing that even better. I mean, you got Mass Effect that's been doing that. You got Heavy Rain that was doing that shit. You had Detroit Becoming Human. You got so many other games that have that narrative. PS4. That narrative shit. I know. This is why I didn't understand why you fucks are on that Fuckbox 3000.
Listen, that Xbox is worth it. Okay.
Yeah, and what exclusives do you have on there? Gears? Fuck, still plays Gears.
Okay. A lot of people. Okay. A lot of people.
Yeah, all those fucking cogheads who fucking love that fucking tried, abused storyline. We get it. The locusts are fucking destroying these cogs and humans. We get it. Move on. Halo? You're talking to a former Halo, well, PC Halo fanboy. Done. You're on like Halo 10 now. And what, Forza?
I don't care about Halo. You can't say shit about Forza. You cannot say a damn word about Forza.
Gran Turismo is better than Forza.
You are out your damn mind.
Gran Turismo.
You are out your mind.
Gran Turismo.
You're out your mind, okay.
Better than Forza. Fuck, I'll even say Need for Speed. All I'm saying is...
You are high. The last good Need for Speed game was Most Wanted. I'm not talking about the crap they did recently. I'm talking about... Was it 05?
Oh, no. 05. No good, sir. 05. No good, sir.
05 Most Wanted.
No good, sir. That would be carbon. That would be carbon is the better of the two. How dare you?
Compatibility right now, I would buy it again.
Need for Speed. Carbon was probably better than that fucking Most Wanted. Carbon was that worse. No,
you are high.
Carbon was that worse. When you had to chase that Audi A8 over that fucking canyon and shit. You are high. And you got over the rail and fucked up and died.
It wasn't that fun. I played it. It wasn't that fun.
Carbon was better than Most Wanted. It wasn't. Who wants to just run from the cops all day? That's what GTA is for.
It was amazing. It was amazing. That's what GTA is for. Just saying. Don't hate. Anyway,
all I'm saying is for all of that, you could easily have a PlayStation. And on top of that, like I told you, I've got a clan / cult that you absolutely would be a part of. You'd be one of the elders. It's just that simple. You'd be there amongst my other prodigies and children up there. You know, I don't have any online concubines, you know, because that'd be a little weird. But, you know, otherwise, we're a lovely family up there. But, yeah, I'm just saying, PlayStation Supreme, dude, it's all good. And they're working on the next PlayStation now. I wonder if it'll be out by 2020. We'll see. Because I hear 2020 is going to be a big marketing year for a lot of products. You can see a lot of shit drop in 2020. That's why at this point, I don't think I'm getting a new cell phone until 2020. Because I want for 5G and all that shit to roll out. I want all of that shit to be mass proliferated. I want the first 5G phones, which should be dropping next year.
The first what?
5G LTE. Okay. Yeah, all of those fucking phones and shit to be dropping. All of that. Like, let it all drop so they can work out the kinks and then give me the better version of that. But to say all this shit about Comic-Con, the offerings just felt very light. They had games there. They had that Shonen Jump game with all the anime characters. I thought that was Xbox exclusive. It's not. So, yeah, it's just going to be all over fucking PlayStation as it should. They had Kingdom Hearts 3.
Which is never coming out.
No, it's coming out January. January. Sure. It's coming out January.
Okay. You keep believing that.
I mean, here's the thing. I fucking hate the Kingdom Hearts franchise, and I know I get mad vitriol about that shit. They're like, why do you hate it? I'm like, because I was never a Final Fantasy guy. So it's just Final Fantasy with fucking Goofy and Jack Skellington. So no, I'm not interested in that stupid shit. You can keep that Powder Puffy fucking Utada Hikaru, you know, bull, simple and clean shit away from me. I don't want that. Fuck that game. Then Devil May Cry 5. I mean, are we really still beating this horse?
Yes.
No.
And it'll be a hit.
No. Fuck that. Let's move on. Don't get me wrong. Dante was dope back in 2003. It's 2018. I don't care anymore. I'm good. Maybe at that point, I'm just jaded as a gamer. I'm looking for more. Like, I think that's my thing, and that's why I appreciate Sony. I like the more indie IPs that are just of their own, that are cool and stand and can just stand alone themselves. I'm tired of, like, part five, part six or something. The next sequels I'm looking forward to would be Elder Scrolls, Grand Theft Auto, and yeah, probably that's it. I don't even know if Blizzard will do an Overwatch 2, because we know how Blizzard loves to just sit on shit forever. But my point in all of that is saying that those things were at Comic-Con. They had Yu-Gi-Oh! Card dueling there, because we all know that's a fucking thing.
Yeah, because the shut-ins and
yeah,
all the socially awkward folk need something to do.
Yeah, geeks and troglodytes finally roll out of their fucking
I can't talk to girls Yu-Gi-Oh! That's another thing. When I was online waiting for the Stephen Baum panel, I was the first one there, and I was talking to some people, and then it hit me. I don't think these people have been outside, you know, let the sun touch their skin for more than 2 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, like, you are all socially awkward. Like,
yes.
I know I keep to myself and I'm not a social butterfly, but Jesus fucking Christ, I have the social skills.
Yeah. I tell my folks all the time, I'm the most extroverted introvert you'll ever fucking meet, because I can hang out, shoot the shit, do all of that cool shit, have a drink at the bar, chill out, hang out at whatever scene. But then at some point, I'm ready to be the fuck up out of there. Meaning the fuck up out of there. But yeah, those dudes, Jesus Christ, dude.
Like, I couldn't even read the book I wanted to read for the sole reason that these are, you know, it was going to lead to questions that I didn't want to answer. And because most of these people haven't been outside the house to see the sun in about 15 years and wouldn't know how male to female dynamics work, I didn't want to explain it to them. So I was like, you know what? Nah, I'm not going to read this, because they're going to ask me questions.
Yeah.
That I don't want to answer, and I want to keep private.
Yeah, you know, I definitely know how that shit goes. I mean, I hate to throw this random person who I'm like was just getting to know as a homie, but Comic-Con was probably going to be the best outing for us to like be homies at. But one dude who I sold a pass to, he was like, "Yo, it's like, yo, dude, hope to see you there, dude." Like, da 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 da. I was like, "Yo, that's dope. I'm gonna be on the floor doing some shoots." But yo, I don't know about crazy after parties, but there is going to be this Game of Thrones Johnny Walker thing. Like, show up for that. There's going to be free liquor, which, shout out to Game of Thrones and Johnny Walker, because they had a White Walker scotch that was pretty fucking good. The shots seem unlimited, because I had at least five. And yeah, I got a couple of the little Johnny Walker White Walker shot glasses. And yeah, that shit's going for $50 a pop. So shout out to God, Game of Thrones, Johnny Walker, and HBO. But yeah, I told motherfuckers, like, yo, you can meet me there. It's going to be from like 2 to 8. Yeah, told motherfucker to do that shit. Didn't hear from. And then on top of that, when I started posting pictures when the con was well and done, he goes, "Yo, so I take it you didn't see me." I'm like, "Oh, my bad, dude. I was supposed to spot you out of like 100,000 motherfuckers all in costumes. My bad. I forgot I didn't see the random Spawn Venom hybrid that you did." Because there were so many fucking Venoms this year, and barely of them were good. any of the motherfuckers were good. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm to that point where, like, yo, if your cosplay doesn't go, holy shit, I can't believe you did that, or wow, that's original, I want the picture. I don't. I'm fucking good. Like, I think so far of the ones that really stood out to me, I saw Cosmo Wanda. That's adorable. I saw a bunch that I put up there that I thought were dope, but then there's, like, hundreds that you fucking find where it's like, where were all these dickheads? Which is why I realized that's a thing of Comic-Con that they purposely do. They purposely stagger out events, stagger out panels that they know the average person is not going to be able to attend in succession. It's impossible. You're not going to be able to go see Neil deGrasse Tyson and then go jump and see the Archer panel back to back. That's not going to happen. So it almost makes you get tempted year in and year out to go, yo, next year though, I'm going to see that motherfucking Neil deGrasse Tyson in Madison Square Garden, B. I'm going to see him. And even at this point, I mean, he's got the Star Talk podcast. I'm like, do I really need to see the homie Neil deGrasse like that? I mean, he's the homie, mi gente, holding it down, but I think I'm all right. So in the general summation, this fucking New York Comic Con was light on a lot of offerings. Even the fucking sales floor. I walked around trying to look for, I literally walked around saying, okay, if I could spend my money on something, what would I spend my money on? I literally walked in and saw this raver booth. You've probably seen them. They have the t-shirts that have the little light up shit.
Yeah.
I finally bought one of those shirts. I got the Tony Stark Arc Reactor one because I was like, fuck it. I wanted a Green Lantern one. They said they didn't have it. Tell me why Sunday I saw this fucking Asian cat who literally had the Green Lantern shit with the little raver Green Lantern glasses and everything. I was like, what the fuck did you? Oh, dude, there's some shit right there. Pissed. That's what I fucking really wanted, but couldn't get it. Then I got a Venom hoodie by Bait. That was a $60 hoodie. Which, mind you, also that t-shirt was $40. So I watched $100 go in two fucking things. And then after that, even Artist Alley was Even the fucking folks who aren't in Artist Alley but on the sales floor, those people look miserable. I felt bad
listen,
for them.
I got two autographs for a grand total of $42. Fucking steal, okay?
Yeah, it is, especially considering I know a dude that literally every year goes and pays for those photo ops. Shout out to my boy Philip, but he goes and pays for those photo ops. He literally has what's my man played Luke Skywalker. It's right there. His name escapes
Mark Hamill.
Had Mark Hamill. He had the late Carrie Fisher with a dog and everything. This year, I think he got Mark Ruffalo and a couple other folks. So, like, that's his thing. He'll go to the con, he'll hang out, he'll do his shit. He's a lawyer, so he typically dresses like Matt Murdock. He's, like, the only Chinese Matt Murdock you'll see. Shout out to the homie. He holds it down. And, yeah, he'll do these photo ops. And I know those photo ops out of pop are, like, 50, 60 some more bucks, or 70 some more bucks. Oh, yeah, he also got denied. Yeah, he got her as well. He got her as well. So, again, like, that's the shit that he does. But for me, whenever I go, I always am trying to look for something that's either intriguing, an art piece that speaks to me, or shit that I know other people around me will like. Yeah, shout out to my bro over here. I forgot to fucking give you the fucking Spider-Man art piece that I got for Comic-Con this year. Oh, you better start hanging them fuckers up, though, because, like, I've got you, like, 2-3 over the years, and them shits just be floating around. They just be floating around. You ha-ha my ass. Like, I'd literally be giving you mad Spider-Man art. It's your fucking blue and red room. But, yeah. So, it's like, I got a couple of those art prints for some people I know. Got the girlies some stuff. All of that stuff. That's a whole backstory that I'm not going to say on the pod because I'm just, nah. I'll tell you all that off the recording. But even the money pit didn't lure me in. So, I'm just hoping. And I'm going to go to ReadPop. They're like, oh, give us suggestions. I'm going to tell them again this year, like, look, you guys need to do something with Artist Alley. Those fucking artists need better representation in that. Because even those folks in Artist Alley, they all look miserable. Like, the exhibitors all look fucking desperate. Like, everybody looked that look. Everybody had that look on them, like, please spend money on with me because I need to get the money back from this fucking table. It wasn't interesting offerings. It was just, please, I need this money. It didn't call into anything. And then you had all your shit for the big collectors out there. All those old school toys, your like Mantis on box set. They had all the shit for the hardcore collectors.
Yep, that booth was back.
Yeah, they're going to be there every year. They're going to be there every year as long as those folks are alive in business.
$50 on a $22 DVD set.
I mean, I'm going to keep it real with you. Shout out to my boy Chester. You know, my girl's best friend's husband. Yeah, I got him the Serpentera Zord from Power Rangers for $100. So that's like a whole thing. He's an avid Power Rangers and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle collector. So yeah, they have shit like that there that you could easily go and pick up. So that shit's there, but nothing as welcoming and inviting for your like person who's just walking in there. So I honestly think they need to better have something better set up for the artists, because I feel as though even Artist Alley, I normally see an artist, a booth, a couple of prints, something that makes me go, oh shit, I want that. I didn't see that this year. Didn't see much on the sales floor I wanted. Didn't see much from, you know, most of the other, like, just, like, the general exhibitors. It just seemed really fucking light. So, I guess what I'm looking at in all of this is that they're going to definitely have to increase their offerings. And next year is going to be interesting, because I don't know if there's that many big, like, headline, like, I'm trying to think of the words, like any big premiere movies. I mean, what? You got Shazam in April. Comic-Con's in October.
I give Zachary Levi credit. I give him credit. Like, he really went out there hard.
For what?
Like, he was there with the fans. Like, he was throwing the fuck out of that movie. So, respect to him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what? At Comic-Con?
Yeah, he was there.
He was in New York Comic-Con?
He was signing autographs and everything. He was, like, doing all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So he went hard. Respect
to him. Here's my thing. Again, bitch, you fucking better. Because DC didn't do that shit, which is why it boggles my mind. You motherfuckers are pushing Titans in the streaming service. You didn't push fucking Aquaman, and you didn't push Shazam. These are things coming up. DC wonders why they fuck up so hard. It's because they literally shit the bed at every outing. You got New York Comic Con. This is your time to shoot your shot. Tell me why the fuck I need to see a big ass Samoan play fucking Aquaman in December. Tell me why December I'm going out to the movies if it's not Star Wars. Just being honest. Some fucking Aquaman?
All
right.
It's Aquaman, so you already have an uphill battle to wage. Because you try to rep Aquaman as someone hard.
And guess what? If you're going to do that fly shit, then have Jason Momoa out there. Have all the chicks with their fucking soaking panties and all the dudes with their hard erect nipples go see Jason Momoa with his tattoos be fucking, you know, the fucking King of Atlantis. Do that shit. Do it. Because otherwise, you're fucking up and now you don't have anything covering it. So, I'm just saying in short, Comic-Con this year, for it to have been my fucking 7th in 7 consecutive years, this shit was aight. From a media standpoint, I mean, it was good. We did the damn thing. We made some more contacts. We hit the ground running hard there, but they're going to have to do better for me. They just are. I mean, the only thing I thought was dope was, and we're speaking going back to VR services, you love how everything comes full circle, that anime service VRV, they had this dope-ass fucking cereal bar set up. When I say cereal bar,
I heard about that.
Yeah, you go there, you get your bowl of cereal, you hang out. They got the virtual reality shit there. They had an adult-sized foam pit. They had a couple of things there. I fucking bought a hoodie there with some, like, creepy manga looking shit that's on the back of it. Again, I just went hoodie and t-shirt wild with like 3 items. That was it, and then I was done. Beyond that, wasn't really shit else. I didn't buy myself nothing else. I stowed away all this money this year, thinking like, yep, this is gonna be the year I go in. This right here is my Mecca. This is my Disneyland. Yeah, it was more like, you know, my time out in Atlantic City. It's like I'm hyped off of a former memory of what once was.
It's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's it. So I mean, that's ultimately it. I just know next year, from a media perspective, there's definitely things I'm going to be doing differently.
Yeah.
I'm definitely getting a crew with me to do that shit. My folks, they're cool and all of that sort of shit, for all of what it's worth, meaning like the few folks there, shout out to Robert, shout out to Paul and all of them. But I'm talking about true correspondents. I'm talking fucking microphones, mic flags. Like, I saw these dudes come in there with a whole setup with one of these long ass cords and like some fucking old school like video, but they were getting it popping at this one event. I'm talking that sort of full blown shit to get that kind of coverage. I'm talking live streaming, podding there on the spot, hotel in Manhattan when we fucking do it, like the whole 9 yards.
We have to get investor though, and that's where you all come in.
Yeah, I'm
give us ass. Money.
I'm dead.
Give us money now.
Like, listen.
Give me your money.
And here's the thing. I'm not
all. Y'all motherfuckers want to give money to Umar Johnson for a school that's never going to be built. But give it to us. We'll give you some actual content.
Like, I'll put it to you this way. Like, I'm looking at it like this.
Give us money.
We can come up with our own subscription service.
Oh, God.
Like, I will go ahead and do Let's Plays with my cult and crew. We'll do the podcast. Supreme will possibly sketch you guys something. Once a month, he'll do a special sketch that will run in a limited number. It'll be a reprint. It'll only be available for that 30 days for folks who subscribe. You'll be able to choose from that one or two prints that he's got. Strange, he'll do readings. He'll read the tea leaves, read your cards, and be like,
look. Who knows? I might do an illustration myself.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, motherfuckers do all shit. You want me to do illustration for your ass. Like, it's, yeah, my drawing skills and shit is horrible. I'm a better singer than I am a fucking drawer now at this point in life. But, yeah. You know, at this point, I'm real deal looking, because I look at it as an exchange of something for something. I don't want to just say, hey, just please, you know, just start throwing some coin in the coffers. No, I'm dead ass about just hitting you motherfuckers with content, but its own type of content. I know you fuckers don't really care about Kanye and Donald Trump that much. I know you fuckers don't really care about, you know, stupid shit like, oh, well, I mean, you know, what the fuck is Trippie Redd beefing about? I know you don't care about any of that. Who dumb the shit. Fuck is Trippie Redd? I know you don't give a fuck about Tekashi 6ix9ine. I know you don't care about those things. I just want to use this as the time to understand that based off of this show's platform, all the things you cover, what do you care about? I want to completely cater to our audience. We want to be y'all's garçon. We want to be able to give y'all some fucking shit that you're going to constantly want to come back to, listen to, watch, and tell your friends about. That's straight up. And for a nominal fee, I'm talking, we can treat this shit like a video game, like a season pass. This shit will rock for a couple of months. Like, right now, the way I look at it is, you're about to get an occult-like pod for October. I'm pretty sure for fucking next month, Thanksgiving, we can think of some popping shit to do for Thanksgiving. That or Black Friday episode. And don't get me fucking started with December. Kwanzaa, niggas.
Oh, God.
You thought I was going to say Christmas, didn't you, you silly motherfuckers? No, I'm talking about the seven principles of fucking Kwanzaa. I can go find my homie. He's a fucking Jew. We can go do fucking, we can do Hanukkah. Like we can just have a bunch of wild shit to where, honestly, we could absolutely just get it all the way pop on this podcast. I'm dead ass. I think the possibilities are endless. You know, the events that we cover are dope. Ash is always at our shows. Strange is always in doing the mystical dark arts and his different, like, you know, dungeons and lairs.
Oh my God.
Trust me. Like this man has his own fucking, like, platform of this, like, completely, like, well backdropped, well-renowned bar that's in Jersey, club, lounge, not gonna say what it is.
Lounge?
Lounge.
Not a lounge.
It's a club. It's a fucking, no, fuck that. It's an institution at this point, okay? Like you can go in there, meet some wholesome fucking people, make family, get your dick sucked, all in the same room. And look, he ain't denying it.
Not the blowjob, because jail. But
it's a jail. He's a fucking lie. I've gone in that industrial room downstairs, and after I was done, you know, fucking going wade through all the fucking hair extensions and tripping over people's trip pants. Trust me, I saw people in there, you know, doing all reach around in the corner with the strobe lights. I'm just fucking saying.
Unfortunately, that cannot happen anymore.
Can't happen anymore?
No.
God damn it. Fucking lawsuits, man.
No, more so than that bar in Hoboken. But that's another tale for another day.
Shit. I mean, are we going to ever do Skeleton Pod again? Minus my uncle? Minus my uncle.
Minus your uncle.
Minus my uncle.
That man is banned. Yeah. He's banned.
Sorry. Shout out to Uncle Fonzo. You cannot come on the pod.
Yeah, anymore, stay dude. Away.
Sorry,
Fonzo. Stay your ass away.
It's like him, like, yo, dude, I can't come on your pod.
No, you cannot. Yo, no.
Dude, yo, check this out, because this story's wild. I'm like, no, please, no more no. wild stories. No.
I want to hear some shit that, you know,
yeah,
I'm going to need therapy for.
Yeah, it's some pretty scarring shit coming from my uncle half the time. I don't know. It's fucking kind of bananas. Yeah, I honestly do look forward to the next episode that Strange does have up his sleeve, because then I think
hopefully after I'll work that, it out.
Yeah, I mean, get to work, motherfucker. You got 2 weeks at this point. Yeah. 2 weeks. I mean, at this point, if it's not next week, then definitely
we just
2 weeks.
Have to
because this
it's
because,
going to be like to for us to meet up and like to get there.
Yeah,
that's the only issue, because this person who I'm trying to contact,
mm-hmm.
that's a bit far.
Got you.
Perfectly like fine. A 30-minute drive, but still.
It's fine. It's fine. Fine. Give Ash gas money. Give Ash gas money. I will be sober. Depending on the outing, I'll be sober.
If you can steal another mic.
So what do you mean, steal another mic?
Get it from your job.
I'll buy another one. Fuck them. Please, no.
Another job.
Yeah, let's not even talk.
Listen, like, they took your time, your money, and education away from you. It's time for you to get something back.
I am in a lawsuit that is currently pending, so I cannot even go further than that on the pod. That will be its own thing, and I will literally have the People's Court intro music for that.
See, what you need to do is get yourself like a Johnny Cochran type lawyer that'll spin shit completely and get like the lawsuit rule in your favor, you know. Have them talk about the cop that crashed in that group of people. Like, you see the corruption in Irvington?
Yo, that shit is wild, as a matter of fact.
How did he do that? We'll probably blank out that name.
What's that?
The name of the town.
No, we can keep that shit.
Okay.
We can keep that. Listen, I'm like, this is one of those things that I'm going to put the beginning and into it. Done. Like, because it needs to be up, and it's going to be up tomorrow early. And I'll send it to you and be like, yo, here you go. Shit. I'm like, there you go. Put it on Anchor. Do your shit. I'm gonna email it to you.
Yeah.
And all that fly shit. Then you can just shoot the shit. I mean, because I'm not gonna sleep. I'm not going to work tomorrow.
I mean, obviously not. There's no point for you to go to work tomorrow.
There's no point in me going to work ever at this point. It's like I just
do you have sick time? You can just use all your sick time at this point.
You want to know what I will say about my role now? Please tell me you guys have seen the movie Office Space. Yeah, I haven't seen the whole thing, but
I've seen sections of it.
I've
seen it when he says he stopped giving a fuck and just...
Yeah, you gotta watch that movie Succession. Before we do Eraserhead or any other creepy shit, we gotta watch Office Space. It is the ultimate Gen Xer slacker film that will just transcend generations, because it is just like, fuck corporate office America. And that whole job force, because that's how it is. That's pretty much where I'm at right now. I'm at the point to where it's like, I would have showed up today, but I just didn't care. Like, that's literally where I'm at now. Like at one point, and dude, it's spreading. Because literally, it used to be some shit to wear. Like, yo, we would have to wear, like, it had to be, like, semi-casual. So you had to do khakis.
They want you to dress business like an urban. That's hilarious.
Now it's, well, first of all, I kicked shit off with Chucks. I was like a fucking revolutionary. People were like, yo, like really? They didn't tell you nothing about you wearing Chucks?
I think they have a lot more to worry about than what you're wearing on your feet, besides the corruption and cops going wild and, you know.
cops going wild.
You know.
Doing like, tail spins into crowds, you know, of people. Like it's, you hitting know, crazy innocent taxi bystanders. Part
6 in Newark.
Cops going wild. Pedestrians be damned.
It's definitely
wild. But I'm talking to the point where I show up in jeans, I show up in a printed shirt. Fuck, I've literally had some meetings in a hoodie. Like, I'm talking, it's been to the point where I've just sat there chill, like, what's good, niggas? It's like, sir, what time do you get in today? I'm here. It's just like, I'm here.
What time is it? It's 11. 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, and then motherfuckers will be like, yo, so, all right, cool. Like, and it's funny because I had a supervisor, and, you know, this is probably the furthest I can go beyond the veil, literally hit me on some, like, so I'm starting to question, like, what it is you do here.
And I was like, oh, so you're going to hit me with the bobs. Okay, bet. So you're new, so I'll spare you. But here's the rundown, Miss Motherfucker. And literally said, no response. I was like, yeah, don't ask the guy who's been here for 3 years dealing with their bullshit what the fuck I actually do here. Because I do a lot. I do a lot. I do a lot and I don't get a lot. So I'm like, so fuck you. I'm like, don't ask me what it is I do here. You're fucking new to this program. I'm like, so chill. So I just thought that was funny. But, you must be fucking, like, literally you got to go ahead and pull the meme, put your fucking... Pretty much.
Okay. Well, let's talk.
Let's talk. But yeah, I'm getting the Eddie Murphy Raw. Woo woo woo. From Strange to go ahead and wrap this motherfucker up. It has been a lovely hour and 11-minute ride of Comic-Con 2018 and a nice brief summation. If I had to rate it on a 5-star this year, I would give it a solid 3. Pros, we made more media contacts. I mean, yeah, it is Comic-Con, so, you know, there is fun to be had. And, you know, there was another free alcohol event. I love those. The last one, like, that was a few years ago with Black Sails, and I was dressed up as a pirate. Captain Hook, so it was
Sam Jackson.
So it was free rum all night. No, not even Sam Jackson. I had motherfuckers come to me like, yo, you Rick James? I was like, word? I'm Black Hook, you I'm not Black Hook. Black Hook. Black Hook was one of them. That's what it was.
See, if you were really Rick James, you would have had a woman kidnapped and a crack pipe.
And a guitar.
Yeah. Unity!
Exactly. Cocaine residue near my fucking nose. Something like it. I would have been slapping people. Bitch. Licking people's face. I'm Rick James, bitch. Enjoy yourself.
Just burning random people with a crack pipe.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
Oh, that's terrible.
So it's like,
we disparage this man.
It's like, God bless his soul. It's like, so that was the pros. The cons. You got to do better by the artists. Like, even someone like Supreme was like, yo, he was like, yo, stake out, see what you can do there. Like I told you, I saw the look of desperation on people's eyes. I saw people who, by the second day, were already slashing their prices. Like, hey, you know my three prints for 30? Yeah, try 4 prints for 25. I'm like, woo! I definitely got like
desperation four hit.
Heart prints for like $20. That's some rough shit. Is this even like, so you pretty much breaking even at this point, huh? Yeah, so I was like, I don't know about that. Yeah, that shit is not cheap at all, fam. And the thing is, I always try to patron motherfuckers because I'm like, yo, I feel your hustle. But at the same time, no, I'm looking at this like, not to knock y'all, you know, it's not much infamy. So again, they got to do right by their artists. The exhibitors got to come a little bit better this year. You know, they got to do better with space management. Like I said, there were too many fucking like pop-ups and shit that had no business being in areas that it should have. South Park shouldn't have had a fucking escape room in there. The South Park escape room should have been outside, like how they did with Saw, because Saw had an escape room outside. That made sense. The fuck does South Park have an escape room indoors? Well, why the fuck does the movie Glass have a little inside interactive? Like, no, you're doing too much with a little bit of space. And then on top of that, the panels and the guests, they got to come a little stronger than this shit, man. Like, number one, they didn't tell you the people that were showing up until, like, almost August. And I'm like,
not even.
It's like August, September.
Yeah.
Practically. It's like, hey, guess who's going to be there? I'm like.
That was a complaint one of my managers had. She went, I believe she went, when did she go? Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And that was, like, her complaint, like. You know, the panels were a little weak this year. Like, she had a goal.
Yeah.
But it was Sunday.
Yeah.
So.
Like, right now, I'm telling you, on the side of press and articles, I am literally strangled by what I think people are going to find interesting to talk about. I mean, Glass, Dragon Ball Z, Broly. Yeah. Like, those are like.
And the Daredevil. Things. That's like.
And I mean, the thing is that the Daredevil trailer came out before fucking Comic-Con did. Because people are already speculating, because at the end, spoilers if you've seen the fucking trailer, Daredevil's fucking people up, newsflash, Matt Murdock goes, who are you? Some random dude goes, I'm Daredevil. It's obviously Bullseye, and I can't wait for it. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. But the point is just like, that came out already before the con. So it's like, you guys shot your load. At least a year or so ago, it was dope when they had John Wick 2 there. Because then you got to see Keanu, Common's ass was there, still playing the same bald black guy that's monotone.
There's really nothing coming out. I wish Halloween had a panel there. Halloween, that should have been...
Exactly.
Halloween should have had their panel there. Dude.
Venom should have had a panel. Halloween should have had a panel. Shazam should have had a fucking panel.
Well, they did have a panel, I think. Or was it just Zachary Levi?
Zachary Levi just did autographs. He was like, nah, bitch, give me that bread because I'm about to be Shazam. I'm about to wear red tights.
I need money.
Hey, I need money.
Because I have a feeling this ain't going to pan out this franchise.
Yeah, I need to do that because I'm going to be... God damn it. I'm be pretty much playing like a grown adult somewhere on the spectrum with superpowers. So I need to go ahead and fucking go. Cause I mean, come on, you know Billy Batson Shazam. He's a fucking silly, goofy fuck. He's a little boy with power. So he's like, oh wow. So you're gonna be dealing with that shit from awesome. DC. Awesome. I just punched that person in the face and broke their vertebrae. It's like, you know, you're gonna be dealing with that shit. And then Aquaman, you fucking dickheads. It comes out in December. Why are we talking about Glass? And then it wasn't even a panel. It was like just a fucking booth. And again, and all you got was a profile. You're like, oh, you walk in this room. Oh, you're a bad guy. Go see Glass in January. What the fuck? What is that? Come on, dudes. Like, come
but
on.
But it shows that they at least made an investment in Glass because they believe that movie's going to make money.
It is going to make money.
It's going to make money.
It's definitely going to make money. But the thing is like, still, and trust me, I get it. You're not getting Samuel there. You're not getting James McAvoy. You're not getting Bruce Willis. You're not getting...
Because they're all busy filming shit right now.
And if they were going to show up, they show up to San Diego. Because it's in Cali. Not fucking New York. In October. So, I get it. I understand it. My point is, New York's going to have to come a little bit stronger. Because if this shit is like this in 2019... They're going to see their attendance probably dip a little bit. Because I even noticed this year, those Thursday passes didn't sell out. I think Thursday passes were available.
They were all banking on the weekend.
Yeah, and that's cool to do. But again, when you ain't really got shit to show, like, look, I'm to the point where, like, listen, even from the side of press, like, if the weekend is light this upcoming year,
that press room was weak.
Yeah, it was weak as fuck. If I'm to the point where I'm
like. Where's the free food? Like, you're pressed. Give you free food.
Yeah, plus not to mention, again, even the people I get to interview, like, I realize something was fucked when I'm giddy about, and trust me, don't get me wrong, they're dope as fuck. Shout out to them. But I'm like, can I please meet the Impractical Jokers? Like, can I please, like, you know, see?
Those guys give me anxiety.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah. And it's
that fun. Was, like, the main thing. Like, I had a majority of my managers were at Comic-Con, and... My the main manager and the assistant manager, like, their goal was to see Impractical Jokers, so they knew that booth was gonna that panel was gonna be funny.
Yeah, and the thing is, I actually met somebody this year who was a former production manager for them and was like really tight with them. You may have seen her; she was there among the groups, like one short chick. Yeah, she was there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was like, oh yeah, she's like, I know them well, Q and all of them. I was like, well, I'm like, I was definitely trying to meet him, but then when I tried to get to the room. The people are true. Well, I'll just say things got complicated. I wasn't able to go and meet them. I was like, hey, I'm a part of their social club of his podcast, The Four Color Demon. So had he seen that, he would have pulled me by my fucking hand and like, hey, there's a Four Color Demon in here. What's up, dude? Because when Comic Book Men did their panel last year, they brought all the folks out there. I literally was just like, oh yeah, I definitely want to speak to these two guys and showed them this. Literally, Walt Flanagan and Brian Johnson at the Secret Stash of Redback, they were like, oh yeah, so this is like my favorite guy to speak to now because he's an ant. He's like, so yeah, ask us anything. And I was like, fuck y'all, club, bitch. This $30 patch paying off, bitch. So I was looking forward to doing that with Q because I know Q, he's big on that podcast. I like tell him Steve Dave, and that's his thing. But I'm also a slight inspirata for most of this podcast and shit. But the press rooms, even down to the press lines and things like it, shit just could definitely afford to be better. I look forward to Comic-Con every year. I don't want this to serve as some indictment on New York Comic-Con. Again, it is a dope fucking venue. It's great to see the cosplay community do their fucking thing. It's dope for it to be another safe fun-loving family event for New York City. I'm just saying there is absolutely room for growth at this point.
Yeah.
There's room for growth. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. So, I mean, that's all I got. And on that note, I'm calling it a motherfucking rip. It is another roundabout of the Lemmy Affairs crew. Of course, again, I've got the stylings of Ashley Supreme with me. I got David Strange here.
Hello.
I'm Imani Wilson. I'm here. And stay tuned for the next outing in which things get a little creepy, crawly.
We'll figure out the new fucking name, all right?
And all of that sort of shit. The tentative podcast debut of Tales of Strangeland or whatever.
I don't know.
All I know is we're going to be somewhere fucking weird part of New Jersey.
It's not going to be a weird part of New Jersey. She has a nice, lovely home.
We're going to be in Blairstown. We're going to be somewhere fucking strange as fuck. I'm trying to think, what was another one? Fuck, I remember I had it right in my fucking name. I can't think of the time where it's like, do you know that's Clan Country? Do you have us a fucking Clan Country?
You know what? Going over time, I was there. I was in like South Jersey where it's like, wow, guess we're the only two black people here.
Yup. You're going to have us there in Salem, New Jersey. Fucking just conveniently right there where the fucking leaves change. If daylight savings time will be in effect, it'll be dark as fuck by 5. And yeah, we'll be sitting there right now. Supreme will give me that look like, yo, why does it smell like sulfur in here? And I got to piss. And then I'll just be sitting here trying to charge all my fucking shit so nothing dies. So I have a form of communication with the outside world. And with that being said, I look forward to that, you know, going into the Halloween theme shit. I'm going to get Dana J on that one because I know that boy going to be like, yo, because he always asking like, yo, what's good with the pod? What's good with the pod? Yo, I need help. I'm like, yeah, bitch, edit this. Put the creepy effects to it. Don't fuck it up. I need it in 24 hours or less. Straight up. So, as soon as you're ready,
all right,
let his whole ass know.
But yeah, this has been a fun podcast, so good night.
Good night, yeah, boys and girls. Good night.